Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Happy anniversary, baby! Got you on my mind! Happy anniversary, baby! Got you on my mind!
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and as we celebrate 393rd anniversary of the first Thanksgiving in New England by the Pilgrims and the Native Americans in the area, we also celebrate the ninth anniversary of the his membership in our brain trust of Kenneth Davis, who's with us right now. Ken, as you know, is the author of Don't Know Much About History, Don't Know Much About the Presidents, Don't Know Much About Mythology, America's Hidden History, A Nation Rising, on and on. The children's books I love. I gave them to my children. Ken is a very prolific historian and one of our historians in the Brain Trust. Ken, thanks again for being here. KennethDavis.com?
It's don't know much.
Oh, that's right.
Very simple. One word, don't know much.com.
I knew that.
You see all my books are there, and I have posts up about Thanksgiving and some of the things we've been talking about. So it's an information and resource site as opposed to a commercial site. There's no advertising there. So a place where I like to share my love for history.
And your books are wherever books are sold, and, of course, on the online sites. Ken,
audios. A lot of people like to listen to my books. Yeah.
Yep, exactly. And Ken, America is a nation of immigrants. And in the last hour, I talked about that a little bit, and you know, the president recently said the only people who really have a right to be indignant about immigrants are Native Americans, and I take issue with him on that, and here's why, Ken. There was a time when Native Americans didn't inhabit North America, when North America wasn't inhabited by any humans, and we know that that happened 10, 20,000 years ago. They came over from the Asian continent across the Bering Strait when it was a land bridge. So the truth is, I only say that to say this, America is a nation of immigrants from beginning to end.
You're completely right. I agree. And certainly the people, there were tens of millions, if not over 100 million people here in 1492 when Columbus arrived. And I think that, you know, that
you think there were 100 million Indians, Native Americans?
On both continents, yes.
Oh, yeah, okay, all right. Yeah, all right.
I'm talking about spread across the Americas. That's
right,
the
Western Hemisphere, okay.
Yeah, that's a number that's been, you know, bandied about for a long time. But it was a large number. This is not just a few.
Right.
You know, we're talking about civilizations, the large civilizations in Central America, South America. To the main point here about immigrants and immigration. We are, of course, and Thanksgiving is, in a way, a celebration of that. People coming here for opportunities. Now, sometimes it was opportunities at the expense of others, and we have to acknowledge that. But what I think is interesting as you look back at American history, and I've written about this a number of times over my career, is that we like to have this kind of melting pot myth that everybody came and is welcomed, and that's the myth, because almost every generation of immigrants has faced resistance from the previous arrivals. I go back to and very often it was religious intolerance as well as ethnic, but Benjamin Franklin was concerned because immigrants were coming, they didn't speak English. He was talking about Germans coming to Philadelphia in the 1750s.
Right.
Then you had the tremendous resistance to Irish that was such a part of our
history. They were treated very hatefully, weren't they?
Violently. And that was
no Irish, the sign said, outside the
no Irish need apply.
Yeah.
But, Jim, that was also because they were, not only they were Irish, they were Catholic. And this is part of the American tradition as well. There was a long history of anti-Catholic sentiment in this country
across Middle America. The Jews were treated that way as well.
Anti-Semitism, and then of course there are the people who were forced immigrants, those who were brought here enslaved.
Convicts.
So and African Americans. Mm-hmm. So that's part of the story, and we can acknowledge that this is a country of immigrants, but we should also acknowledge we've always had this fight about who should be able to come mm-hmm. in, and always the same arguments have been made. They're dirty, they don't speak English, they're diseased, they're taking jobs. The same thing were said in the 18th and 19th century about the Irish, later the Italians, the Middle Europeans, right. Poles. So we have to take that into account when we discuss this question of immigration. It's part of the hidden history.
Well, and there's another thing here, too, that unfortunately is part of the equation. Immigration is not just a population and a demographic issue. It's now a national security issue, and we have to realize that too, don't we, Ken?
Well, it is now certainly, and certainly in the heightened concern since 9/11. But again, that was an issue back in the 18th and 19th century. They were afraid of the French in 1800, mm-hmm. And John Adams had, under the Alien and Sedition Act,
right.
had the power to deport people simply because they were French.
Ken, so, I've only got about 30 seconds.
It is part of our history.
I wanted to say that in the next 2 years, there's going to be a pretty significant debate about this, and I just think as we all enter into this debate and take part in it and observe it, we do that while we also give thanks for living in a place where people want to come here.
Absolutely. It is still the beacon of hope and opportunity for millions of people around the world.
Don'tknowmuch.com, right?
That's the website.
And the books are available wherever books are sold. Folks, I encourage you to check out Ken's books. You'll be glad you did. You'll thank me later. Ken, happy Thanksgiving to you and yours.
Same to you, Jim, and next year we'll make it 10.
I'm looking forward to it. Ken Davis, ladies and gentlemen, he'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.